nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Nanawagan ng mga eksperto na mas paagahan ang aksyon para maiwasan ang pampitong pangunahing sanhi ng pagkamatay sa Australia, ang diabetes. Hinimok ng Royal Australian College of GPs ang publiko na magpatingin sa doktor at simulan ang pagbabago ng kanilang pamumuhay ngayon pa lang upang maiwasan ang malalang komplikasyon sa kalusugan sa hinaharap. Sa ulat ni Sam Dover, isinisulong naman ng George Institute for Global Health ang pagpataw ng buwis sa matatamis na produkto at pagbibigay ng subsidiya sa mga sariwang prutas at gulay upang suportahan ang mga pagbabagong ito sa pamumuhay.
Nobody chooses diabetes, absolutely nobody. And there are different types of diabetes. Type 1 diabetes, which is an autoimmune condition, and there is no known cure at this time. Type 2 diabetes, which is when the body starts to become resistant to producing insulin, that comes from a very complex set of circumstances, including genetics, family history, environment and lifestyle.
Iyan ang paliwanag ni Justin Kane, Group CEO ng Diabetes Australia, tungkol sa madalas na maling pagkakaintindi sa diabetes. Ayon sa kanya, ito ay maaring dulot ng maraming dahilan at hindi lang basta kaugnay ng pagkain o lifestyle. Kaya't nakikiisa siya sa panawagan ng mga health experts na palakasin ang kampanya laban sa isa sa pinakakaraniwang chronic conditions at nangungunang sanhi ng pagkamatay sa bansa. Ayon din kay Ms. Kane, daan-daang libong Australiano ang may diabetes ngunit hindi nila alam at maaari itong magdulot ng seryosong komplikasyon kung hindi maagapan.
We know that there's about another 500,000 Australians living with silent undiagnosed diabetes. Many people don't understand the complications that can come with diabetes, and they're serious and they're costly. So it's the leading cause of blindness in working age Australians, the leading cause of kidney failure and dialysis in Australia. It increases the risk of heart disease and stroke by up to 4 times. It's a major cause of limb amputations, and it also has a significant impact on individuals' mental health.
Batay sa datos ng Australian Bureau of Statistics, noong 2022 ay ikapitong pangunahing sanhi ng pagkamatay sa Australia ang diabetes. Mula 2000 hanggang 2021, halos 3 beses ang itinaas ng bilang ng may diabetes mula 460,000. Ito'y umabot na sa 1.3 million. Nanawagan ang Royal Australian College of General Practitioners sa mga Australiano mula sa lahat ng sektor ng lipunan na magpatingin sa doktor upang malaman kung sila ay may diabetes o nanganganib na magkaroon nito. Ayon sa presidente ng RACGP na si Dr. Michael Wright, ang mas maagap na aksyon ay katumbas ng mas magandang resulta.
No matter where you live in Australia, there is access to treatment to diagnose diabetes and to treat it if you need to. The most important thing is not to put off getting tested or diagnosed, because if you do get it treated, you can have a long and healthy life and we can avoid complications. But the important bit is getting that diagnosis to start with.
Dagdag pa ni Dr. Wright, may mga napatunayang paraan para pababain ang tsansang magkaroon ng type 2 diabetes sa pamamagitan ng pagbabago sa lifestyle at pagkain.
We know that if you can maintain a healthy weight, keep up regular physical activity, change unhealthy to more healthy food choices, and if you keep your blood pressure, your cholesterol under control and avoid smoking, we know all of those things help for preventing and reducing your risk of diabetes.
Batay sa bagong pag-aaral ng George Institute for Global Health, mas madalas umanong naapektuhan ng presyo ng bilihin ang mga pinipiling pagkain ng mga mamimili. Isa ito sa dahilan kung bakit sinusulong ng grupo ang buwis sa matatamis at subsidiya sa masusustansyang pagkain.
So the World Health Organization strongly recommends that countries consider taxes on sugary drinks. We know that over 100 countries have implemented taxes on sugary drinks, and there's very strong evidence that these taxes can lower people's sugar consumption. So I think if we're getting serious about tackling type 2 diabetes, I think a tax on sugary drinks is a no-brainer. It's never the case that one policy is a silver bullet. We really need a suite of policies to best shift people's diets. And I think subsidies are also needed.
Habang lahat ay maaaring maapekto ng diabetes, mas malubha ang epekto nito sa First Nations communities. Ayon sa Australian Health or Institute of Health and Welfare, ang mga Aboriginal at Torres Strait Islander Australians ay 3 beses na mas malamang magkaroon ng type 2 diabetes at 4 beses na mas mataas ang tsansang mamatay dahil dito kumpara sa non-Indigenous Australians. Noong nakaraang buwan, nagpatupad ng programa ang pamahalaang Albanese upang pababain ang presyo ng 30 pangunahing produkto sa 76 na tindahan sa mga liblib na komunidad upang itapat ito sa presyo sa mga lungsod. Rekomendasyon ni Tasman Davis na palawakin pa ang mga programang ito upang mas maabot ang mga komunidad na higit na nangangailangan.
The obvious place to start is with vulnerable communities. We know in remote areas, that's where the pricing disparities can really be the most acute, and fresh fruits and vegetables can be double the price. So I think the government has made a good first move subsidizing fruits and vegetables via the Outback Stores initiative. These subsidies should produce large gains in fruit and vegetable purchasing.
Samantala, muling pinaalalahanan ni Justin Kay ng publiko na magpa-check up ng mas maaga.
We're encouraging all Australians to go and have a health care check. You can jump online to Diabetes Australia website, find out your risk factors, and go and see your GP. The initial checks are free, they're confidential, and they only take about 5 minutes. And a simple free check could be the difference between having early detection of a type 2 diagnosis or living with life-threatening complications like a heart attack or stroke later in life. So we just encourage everybody to go and have that check and talk to their health professional.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.